This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the Roots and Shine podcast with us, Victoria Rusolson and Josephine Roots. We are Swedish sisters, and in our podcast, we explore career and well-being. So join us for inspiration and practical insights from our own international lives and careers. Good morning. This is Victoria sending from Atlanta.
Good afternoon, Josephine from Brighton.
And this is our summer love, our summer vacation, summer holiday special episode, all about summer.
Yes. So we're getting ourselves into moods for a summer holiday, summer break, and bringing you all with us into this mood.
Yes. So we're really wanting to make this episode to encourage and inspire everyone to take a break for reflection and recharging batteries, also setting ourselves up for our upcoming summer holiday, right?
Yes. So we'll take a break as well with the podcast, really just trying to live what we're saying, right? If we're going to take a break, let's properly take a break. So yes. Both of you, well, you are on your holiday right now.
I've just started.
And I have a few more weeks left. But yeah, we wanted to tune into what's good about summer and, you know, how do we get into that summer feeling?
Yes. And give you a few ideas on what you can consider. So Josephine, before we go there, what's summer to you?
Well, summer to me, it's a combination of, you know, these light, long days where, you know, the sun never sets. It's about ending school and the smell of flowers, of sirens. And it's also kind of sitting on a piazza in Italy with you. Aww. Being a little bit glamorous and, you know, either depending on the day of, you know, the time of the day, a cappuccino or an Aperol spritz. So that combo of amazing Scandinavia with a bit of glamorous Mediterranean is my best.
That sounds wonderful. And I think summer is all about creating memories. Mm. And it's sort of for yourself and also for your family. And we still aren't able to travel back to Sweden. So this summer, again, we created this huge Swedish midsummer party. It's kind of grown in size since last year. And that was truly special. The girls and Andreas and I, and we sort of did it like by the book, almost by the book, a few slight adjustments for, like, we didn't do the Silla lunch for everyone. We had okay. The herring for the dinner, but we had the midsummer pole. We had all our friends dancing around the midsummer pole, singing the little frogs and doing all these crazy things. And my husband made sure that at least all the adults had their fair share of schnapps. And yeah, it was a wonderful, epic party sort of kicking off summer for us. So that was also beautiful. But summer is also like a rainy day. It makes me think back to like summer holidays starting and the feeling of being like 10 years old and thinking that it's going to last forever, right? And it's like, now we're just off.
Yeah, no, and I always, that lasting forever is such a beautiful and wonderful feeling that I often try to recreate when mm-hmm. I have holidays. Mm-hmm. It's a bit that feeling of when you get somewhere to redecorate the room and put in a vase of flowers and really kind of deciding that this is where I'm going to be now. This is my space. I have a bit of the same ritual when I come to Lindahl and our summer place or our country house that, you know, I need to put up new curtains or do something to take ownership and then to be and live in that space.
Mm.
And also just to say for everyone, you know, midsummer is such an important tradition for us Swedes.
Yes.
It's really the start of or summer or, you know, a couple of weeks mm-hmm. in from the summer holidays. And when you're an expat, these things become so incredibly important. So me and my friend Åsa, who's also Swedish, we made sure, but we couldn't celebrate midsummer because we were off that. We were actually in London that weekend.
Yeah.
So we had that 2 weeks before. And that is the perk of being an expat and having young kids. You know, you can kind of decide. It's not correct, but you can. And we did and felt really good because it's also kind of, you said it's all about making memories. And I think as a mom, you feel so good when you can create those childhood memories for your kids.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So what memories are we going to create this summer? I guess that's the question, right? Mm,
yeah, and I also thought about that now, saying, you know, all of these wonderful things about summer. And I'm actually sitting in my apartment and it's kind of gloomy outside and just 16 degrees. And of course, that won't be my whole summer. But I think that this is also an episode and to reflect upon, you know, when maybe your summer isn't, it hasn't started as everything that you dream of, but there are still things that one can do to create that pause and reflection and celebration that summer should be.
Yeah, exactly. It is an opportunity because we are sort of halfway through the year to also take a moment to step back from everything else that is going on and then just think about how is life, how are we doing, and check in with ourselves.
Yes. And summer is also really about taking that proper break.
Mm.
And I'm really longing for it right now. I have a few more weeks left of work and quite intensive work weeks. But then taking that break, which goes beyond those 3 days, but you have those first 3 days and then you get bored, then you start to actually function at another speed and more slowly and more attuned with nature, and you find more creativity and more joy in the simple things.
Yeah, that's so good that you're saying
that's what summer can really be when it's at its best.
Yeah, because I'm still in that first phase of like still writing action lists, lots of things doing, so I just really need to find that phase to sort of go into that more calmer phase.
And for that, you need time.
Right.
Because it's not something that you can kind of mentally just tap into, but time provides you with that clarity, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's one of the big differences I've noticed between Europe and the US, the idea of what a vacation should look like. And here in the US, it's so intense and people are like, okay, I'm taking a week, and that's like really intense. Many people in their out of offices, they don't even say that they're on vacation. It's like, I'm on PTO, which means paid time off, right? So it's like you don't want to say the vacation word even, right? But now I do hear more and more people referring to, oh, I'm going to take a Eurovacay this year, as in a longer vacation. And I think if you have the possibility to do that, it is really, really important. And it is making a difference because it's not that hectic of just doing, like you tend to do that the first 3 days or even week. But it's like, how do I get into a different rhythm?
Yeah.
How do I find that stillness?
And recognizing obviously our privilege here and in the sense that everyone does not have a choice to take the kind of break. But I think that what we experience a lot in the circles around us is that sometimes people, there's a culture of not taking breaks, a culture of outworking each other. And it's to those people, I guess, and to ourselves to some extent, that we say how important it is to take a break when we can, and how we, I think, should lead by example.
Yeah.
We should slow down by example.
Invest in ourselves to do that. So you, Josephine, had this most lovely book. I've just seen the cover and I've heard you tell me a little bit from it, but it just looks so lovely. So tell us about that, because we found a little bit of inspiration in there.
Yeah, so my lovely neighbors, I live in a three-story house here in Brighton, and one of my neighbors shared this book with me. And we realized that we're all really into rituals, mm-hmm. and ceremonies and, you know, almost... Not witchcraft yet. I'm not there yet. But, you know, that could be something to explore in the future. So I received this book, which is called The Spirit Almanac, A Modern Guide to Ancient Self-Care, which I just love. And there are rituals then for every part of the year and every season. And it says this about summer. No matter where you live in the world, summer represents the crest of the year cycle, the culmination of all that we built in winter and spring. And maybe stopping there. And I think that's that is so true. Yeah. You know, it's where we can kind of celebrate our efforts.
Yeah. We're halfway through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we have been working so hard. Mm. All of us have been working so hard. And then they created a list, and I think we can build a little bit of this. But mm-hmm. first on their list is this idea that summer is a time to socialize and pinpoint the people and experiences that make you feel happy and free.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
So what does that mean to you? And what does it mean to you this summer?
Well, for me, it means, you know, I made sure that I have this girls' weekend, mm-hmm. Just where my girlfriends come together. So it's that taking that time to meet up with good friends. It would have also meant sitting on a piazza with you,
yes.
and having a cocktail. But hopefully with me moving to Mallorca, we'll have lots of piazza moments for us in the future. But it's that freedom, that simple life, those late nights, possibly having the kids staying up way too late and running around while once this... indulged in a lovely conversation.
Yeah. So this summer is a little bit strange for us because, I mean, when I did block my July to be off, you know, I was so certain that we would be in Sweden, but it's still not certain. And we might be going, but we might not also be able. It depends on various factors. Now, that for me, a person who you all know loves to plan, could be quite frustrating, right? So,
yeah.
Because we can't really do too many plans here, because in case we are going to get the opportunity to go back to Sweden, we will. But it's also maybe a lesson for me. So I'm really trying to think about this and say, like, all right, I'm just going to, like last night, had a lovely dinner with friends and doing... lovely things. We're going to visit friends in Florida for a 4th of July weekend. So it's like, you know, lots of nice things happening. And I'm also setting up that possibly me and my daughters, Isabel and Philippa, that we will go on a small yoga retreat that I found sort of by accident that is not far away from where we live, you know, up in the mountains in north of Georgia. So I think just take a little bit of time and say, okay, I might not be at Lindalen at our country house or in Piazza in Italy with you drinking wine. I mean, I still hope Lindalen and some nice wine together with you. That's like ultimately on my bucket list. But I would then say, what is it that we're doing that makes it special to be here?
Exactly. And do it, you know. Do it with lovely people that you otherwise wouldn't have had the opportunity to spend time with because you were with us, for example.
Yeah.
Then next on that lovely list is to live less in your to-do mm-hmm. and more in your bucket list.
So what does that mean to you?
For me, it's about letting go of the demands, the constant demands that we have on ourselves. It's a bit of the to-dos, the practical to-dos as well, but it's also that kind of inner demands, just letting that go, letting that rest a little bit. And then bucket list. I do a lot on my bucket list. Mm. So for me, bucket list can almost also be a to-do.
Yeah, I was saying.
I don't even know if I need so much bucket list. Because for me, I think it's more about just relaxing and taking it easy.
Yeah.
And even skipping the bucket list. Maybe the bucket list is, doing, like you said, kind of a yoga retreat or something where you invest in yourself.
Yeah.
But less about maybe the grand traveling, which I would maybe associate with a bucket list.
Yeah.
But that's maybe because that's part of my profession as well.
Yeah, maybe.
That traveling.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's more like what really makes things special, but without overdoing that it has to be so darn special all the time, right? But just to live in the moment, I guess.
Mm. And then next is, and I find that resonates with me, but I wonder how it resonates with you and how you feel about taking the long way home. Mm. So summer is the time to take the long way home.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. It's like, it's not just to go between place A to place B, right? It's taking the time to stop and hear the music and smell the flowers and see that it doesn't have to be so planned.
To me, it makes me think about walking bare feet.
Yeah.
You know, because that automatically slows you down. You have to be more careful and you're so much more aware of where you're going, or not really where you're going, but that you're going.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or walking with Swedish clogs. You can't walk very fast too then. Wearing the clogs. We have them like from the special Swedish clogs here actually by our door. And it makes me, by, you know, going back to the yard, and it makes me happy every time I see them.
It's so funny. Yeah. You and mom and dad and, you know, your whole family, you're so into these school clogs. And I've never, ever understood the charm.
No.
Maybe just because they're so tricky to heart. I can understand that there's charming in that they're beautiful to look at and that it's hard to walk in them. But in terms of the practical...
Oh, but they're like when you're just going to do, like, if you're barefoot, like most Swedes are, or like in your socks, when you're inside and you just want to go out quickly to fix something, fetch something in the garage, or go out and, you know, just to your sunbed in the garden.
Then having 5 centimeters tall, like wooden things on your feet is not like, it's, you know, it's meant to break your ankle, you know, especially now with mom, for example, you know, and when they become a little bit less kind of stable sometimes.
No, the clogs are very stable. Yes, no, I think you should give them a go.
Okay, maybe this summer. Next on my list is to check in on your goals and reassess anything that needs to shift.
Reassess. What are you going to reassess? Is there anything that needs to shift?
Yeah, loads. And I think summer is a bit of kind of taking that break. For me, that resonates a lot. I mean, for us who loves to set goals. Yeah. And so it's a bit of, you know, taking that break. Maybe not so much about analyzing your goals and writing your goals, but more tuning into, if we say that summer is this time of celebration of the hard work, it's a little bit about sitting back and, you know, checking that the goals are the right ones. Do they feel good? Yeah. The goals that you maybe wrote in January.
Yeah.
And are you on the right path? And if not, why?
Yeah.
So kind of a gentle shift.
Yeah. I'm taking time to really reflect and check in and like, how's it going? And I have the vision board. You created one, I did one, and I look at it right now. Actually, it's just behind my computer screen. And I think it's perfect to just sort of like, how am I doing, Victoria?
Yeah.
Is it happening? Is it not? And what can I do differently for the next 6 months of the year? And I think that's good. So sort of like that ego day and take time. And now, because we won't be possibly traveling this summer, it actually gives me a little bit more time to do those sort of things. And I think that's pretty lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you actually need a little bit of that break first.
Yeah.
To do that properly, because otherwise you come from it from your work mind and it's this practical, solution oriented, you know, now I'm going to assess my goals. But if you come with it from a place of a pause, I think that there's more opportunity to sense into what is actually going the right way or not going the right way.
You know, I'm laughing a little bit because it makes me think of my husband, because he tends to work a lot. He's had a very different year this year for him, but it makes me think back of when he had an extremely busy period at work, and we would book like lovely weekends and things together with our friends, right, to go and do nice things. And he would always either like not really be present or actually become sick, because it was like the first day he'd relax.
Yeah.
So I learned like to book these weekends, first give him a few days off, just like the two of us. He didn't need to socialize. Uh-huh. He could just have those 3 or 4 days, and then we could go and do things. I learned like that wasn't great planning for us, to go straight from super busy work into like social weekend with friends or family, right? But just like have that time to relax, get grounded before going into that. And I think so that needs for the social part, and it also needs for the reflection part. Before we go into reflection, let's just be a little bit still.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then the opposite to still. So summertime is a time to make room for childhood play and movement,
yes.
Hiding and seeking.
I love that.
Do you add play into your life? Do you find that that comes easy?
You know, what I was thinking, but now you sort of emphasize the word play. So I'm like, oh, okay. That's like, but I do think it can be like just having fun and play cornhole or pickleball. Like these are super everyone is doing here in Atlanta. But I was thinking about a friend of mine and I, on Monday morning, she's like, yeah, we have these kayaks. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's amazing. And we live just by a lake. And I said, let's go out. She's like, well, I don't think we can carry them. It's going to be too heavy. I'm like, of course we can, right? So we did. And you know, and we didn't have very much time. And there were so many things happening. Like, but we got like 40 beautiful minutes on that lake. And it was just doing something a little bit different. And just like, yeah, of course we can do it. And the kayaks were just there. The lake is just there. It doesn't have to be so big and amazing. It could be just like, yeah, taking out that cub game that you have somewhere in a drawer and put it in the garden and just have a little bit of fun with it.
No, but that's true. And I think like making sure that there is room for it is by having a bit of time. And then maybe it is putting out the toys, you know, or the game or having it a bit accessible. So that is something that you can reach and maybe think, you know, do things a little bit differently. Like in the summertime, I often have, you know, picnics with the kids outside, especially when you live in a big city mm-hmm. and you're in an apartment. It feels so important. So rather than going home, so go and have a picnic and do a bit more playing like that. Having young kids, of course, helps with play. So I'm hoping for a lot of Björn and Sover this summer. And also, I think just kind of with younger kids, the more I find that I get down on the floor,
yeah.
the less frustrated they become.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're really with them. You sit down and you play with them on the floor, and it could just be kind of rolling around in the grass. I mean, I think I want to teach Rafa how to do somersaults this summer and, you know, yeah. just kind of playing a bit like that.
Don't you think that this possibly is a lesson many of us got during COVID when we couldn't do all these fancy activities? We didn't have to go to like a big center to do things, but it was just being a bit more creative and having a bit more fun at home. I heard a lot of people like bringing out the board games and doing like cozy stuff at home.
Absolutely. I think one of the best days of our year last year was actually in lockdown with Raphael on his birthday, and we just yeah. filled the room with balloons
yeah.
and that was, you know, and put on some music. And that was really, really special.
Yeah.
So absolutely, kind of taking those. And that might be kind of the opposite this summer, because the summer might be, you know, people are vaccinated. Many people are vaccinated. There's the sense of coming out and,
yeah, yeah.
and celebrating, which is amazing. So part of me want to ride or will ride that way for sure. And then the other part, of course, is also about, you know, stillness and yes. tuning in.
And I also find, so we've talked about reflection, we talked about play and movement, and for sure I'm going to do, I mean, we're having so much fun with the tennis, but also hiking, biking, yoga. That's so nice to have more time for that if you're off. But I also love the idea of summer holidays and just having these wonderful books to read, and you can stay up all night and just read because you're going to be off tomorrow. You don't have to be super focused at 7:30 in the morning, right? And that is also such a lovely luxury.
Yes. So maybe let's end on that note, because mm-hmm. I thought not right now, but let's on that idea, because I think that that is a new summer memory for me. And I think that you have kind of loved that for a long time, and I appreciate it. I hadn't really realized it until I came to the UK. There's so many independent bookstores and so many bookstores yes. that you come into, and they are just so beautiful, and there's so much. And for me, it's a bit, children's books in English are so, there's so many beautiful children's yes. books. I'm struggling as finding as many in Swedish. And so I end up actually reading for the kids in English a bit, even though I want to really practice Swedish with them, because the books are so wonderful
yeah,
here. But I think that is such a lovely childhood and adult thing, and maybe something that anyone can do that listens to this podcast, you know, to go into a bookstore and pick out, you know, the three books or yeah. one book or half a book that they're going to read this summer.
Yeah.
What are you going to read this yeah. summer?
So I wanted to say that's a summer tradition I have with my daughters, that they get to pick their summer holiday book,
I'll
right?
And
I go with them.
Too.
So now yeah. I think that's so nice. Okay, so I have lots of books that I'm going to read. And you know what? I'm going to do something different this year. I'm going to reread the two books that I've read this winter that I've enjoyed the most.
Mm.
So to no surprise, it's going to be Think Again by Adam Grant. So now it's going to be Read Again. Because I thought like, all right, I really, really enjoyed that book. So I want to read it once more to really soak in the really good stuff,
mm.
right? And see that I didn't miss anything.
Mm.
And Stillness is the Key by Ryan Holiday. I'm also going to read again.
Oh, I was going to say, so I was going to read that one too, again. And it works so well with this episode and everything
yes,
we've talked
exactly.
about.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to reread so, that too.
So that's my read again list. And then I have two books that I'm really excited to read that I've ordered and I just have here. And one is The Extended Mind, The Power of Thinking Outside the Brain by Annie Murphy-Paul, which seems very exciting. And so much brain here. And the other one is Whole Brain Living, The Anatomy of Choice and the Four Characters That Drive Our Life. I was recommended that one. So I think that's going to be really exciting. So those are nonfiction books. And then I am reading right now, and that's like such a summer lovely read, fiction, The Music of Bees by Eileen Garvin. Recommend, like a really nice, feel-good summer book, which is really good. And I'm going to read The Stationery Shop with my book by Marianne Camali. And it's called A Powerful Love Story. So those are like books on my nightstand right now.
That's a lovely list. I am actually also going to buy more books. So now when I'm going to live somewhere for a longer time to actually have my bookshelf, because I've been having so much on my Kindle and that's been great for my lifestyle. But, you know, I do want to have them physically. So I am going to, with my book club, I'm reading a book by Grace Dent. She's the book is called Hungry. And it's an autobiography about her life. She is a food critic that's quite famous here in the UK. And it's her whole story. So that's going to be fascinating. And then, as I said, Stillness is Key. And then probably one of those books.
Yeah.
You'll have to just read them first and let me know which one.
I will.
So with that, I think that we're taking a bit, the podcast, we're taking a little bit of a summer holiday. We'll be back re-energized in the fall and the autumn and somewhere in August. Or September.
Yes. No, so everyone, enjoy your summer holiday, your summer break. And even those of you down under that are listening to us, I hope you get some inspiration and ideas that you can use, even though it's winter, from us. And have a lovely time, everyone. We'll see you back at the end of summer.
Yes. Have a lovely, lovely time. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.